Today on the AlexaCast, how you can get involved with the Amazon world for just $20, how you can actually go in now, use the Echo Show as a baby monitor. I've started using Sirius on my unit, as well as a new survey from NPR on smart speaker users.
Hello, welcome to the AlexaCast. Here's your host, Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com.
If you thought I would love to play in this world of, her name, but you can't afford it, that's right. There is now the Amazon Dash Wand, which gives you basically, it looks like a refrigerator magnet that you can talk into, and it harnesses all the power of her. Now, I'm avoid saying that, that word. And you can basically order groceries. If you haven't heard, Amazon bought Whole Foods, so there'll be a whole lot more food stuff going on with Amazon. You can also scan a barcode and it adds it to your shopping cart, or you could just say paper towels. $20. It will be in stock starting July 7th, and it's going to be interesting. So that's one new thing that is going on, and I'll be talking in a bit about how you can use the new Amazon Echo Show as a monitor. But for me, I have a Sirius XM subscription. I canceled it for a while. I got mine back on. And now it used to be I would power up my phone. I have it on my smartphone. I don't have it in the car. Have it on my smartphone. And then I would have to have my smart speaker basically turn on the Bluetooth, play my phone through the speaker that way. Now I can just basically say, hey, and I would say her name. Well, it kind of sounds like this. Play Sirius XM.
Getting the last Sirius XM station you listened to. Sirius XM Turbo.
Alexa, play Howard Stern on Sirius XM.
Howard 100 from Sirius XM.
About Psycho Killer, it was like you were playing
Alexa, a movie or something, right? Play Rock Bar on Sirius XM. These are stations. Seymour Simon
said you sound like Bob Dylan. Rock 93X from TuneIn.
Now, see, I confused her. Alexa, play Rock Bar on Sirius XM.
Rock Bar from Sirius XM.
Alexa, stop. Now, I don't want to make this a big Sirius commercial, but one of the things I did not realize, because I'd actually unsubscribed from Sirius, and I resubscribed to like see what's going on with Howard Stern these days. And if you didn't know this, you can actually go into most of their stations and customize them. So right now I'm a big Rock Bar guy, and I can go in and say, look, don't play the hits. Go for the deeper cuts. Go for things that are a little older and a little heavier. And I have found I'm enjoying it a whole lot more than I used to. I still like Spotify. Spotify is great. And I do listen to a little bit of Pandora, but I got Sirius because of Howard Stern, and I also like Eddie Trunk. And now it's super easy to just say, hey, as you just heard, you just have to know the names of the stations. That's all. So, and for me at least, I know the stations that I listen to. I added them to my favorites, and it's now super easy if you're a Sirius listener to listen on your Amazon device. There was a new video out on the Amazon YouTube channel. And if you haven't heard, the Echo Show is now available. These are $229. And this is the kind of, it's an Echo with a video screen. And what this video shows, if you're a person who wants to see how the dogs are doing, watch basically a glorified baby monitor, security system, things like that, you can use basically a smart camera and your Echo Show and basically say, hey, and then you would say her name. Show me this room, show me that room. And of course, if you take your Echo Show with you to work, you could do that at any time and see if the dog is ripping up the couch or not. Pretty interesting application. And it's going to be interesting to see. Now, I thought this was dealing with the one unit that basically has the camera built in. That is still invite only. That is not officially out yet. And the other thing that's going on now with the Echo Show coming out is the ability to basically use it as Skype, and they're calling it a drop-in service. And this particular story is from TechCrunch, and it says basically the feature works across there's an upgrade. So you basically, that's the cool thing about these units is they kind of update themselves, and you just get more features. And it's called a drop-in service to the Echo and Echo Dot, obviously the Echo Show as well, letting users communicate between devices in a network. So you can, let's say, yell at the kids to come to dinner through the kitchen Echo. So if you have, for me, when I was growing up, I lived in the basement. We had a pool table, ping pong table down there. My mom was up in the kitchen and she would literally walk to the top of the steps and kick the wall. That was our intercom growing up. Well, now if we had a unit in the basement, she could simply call to the other room and use it like an intercom. And it says the system works through household groups creating during the setup process rather than in-home Wi-Fi. That means the app can also be used to check in on loved ones from afar, which is kind of cool. For those who have kids or elderly relatives or, one imagines for more, big words, nefarious reasons. According to Amazon, the intercom ability was among its most requested features for the popular home assistants. So that's an interesting use. Again, I could see, especially for homes, being able to just use it as an intercom when, and I don't know about you, if you have teenagers, most people are just texting each other when they're 4 feet away, but this would be a way you could use it as an intercom. Last up, I found a video. Again, this is a study. This was put on by Edison Research and NPR, and they interviewed over 2,000 smart speaker users. And it was kind of interesting about this. They did 15 in-home interviews, and they actually showed people using their units. Now, right now, only 7% of the people they interviewed had either a Amazon or a Google unit. But of those, 76% had a Amazon unit, 16% had a Google unit, and 8% had both. So right now, 76 to 16, Amazon has a huge lead on that. And it was interesting because 82% of the people that had a smart speaker had Amazon Prime. I know I am a Prime user. I love it all the time. I actually just ordered some groceries today. And the interesting thing is they're kind of like Lay's potato chips, apparently. Once you buy a smart speaker, 58% of the people had one, 24% had two, and this is me, 18% have three or more. I have two dots and an Echo. 45% plan to purchase another one. And they said that 52% kind of keep it wherever you're living, the family room, the living room. 24% are in the kitchen. And this is one of the things that you'll see in that video. Is one of the coolest things about having a smart speaker, shall we say, I'm trying to avoid saying the A word here, is that your hands free. And so you can have your hands full of whatever and say, hey, play this song. Hey, what's the weather outside? Play your hands free. The master bedroom, 12%. I have one in my bedroom. I use it as my alarm clock. Other bedroom and other locations are somewhere between 12 and 7%. And so the reasons for wanting one, 90% of people said they want to listen to music. 87% say they want to ask questions without needing to type, which is great for elderly people. 86% said, it just looks like a fun gadget. 77% said they want to listen to news and information. They want to control audio with your voice is 71%. 69% just said to do things easier. 65% said they love the quality of the sound. And 63% said set alarms. I use alarms all the time. Reasons for wanting a smart speaker. So the first one was for wanting. That was it. Now, other reasons here. Oh, this is continuing on. They want to have better music than AM, FM radio. Amen to that. Discovering new songs, controlling smart home devices. These are in order. Listen to talk radio or sports. Listen to podcasts. Replace an old stereo. Entertain children. Help a disability and help the elderly are in that order. But 42% said that their smart speakers are essential to their everyday lives. And I was out of town over the weekend and I was amazed how many times I was like, oh, I can't do that now. And then 65% said they wouldn't want to go back to life without their smart speaker. And so the things that people are using their smart speaker regularly for, number one, playing music is the number one answer. 58, get the weather. I get the weather. Today, I must have asked it three times. What's it out like outside? General question, news, timers and alarms, checking the time. I do that a lot. AM, FM music, because you can play iHeartRadio. Control devices, I do that with my lights. AM, FM news talk. To-do list. I love that. Sports update. I could do that. I could, if you've never done that, I could say, Alexa, how are the Cleveland Indians doing?
Yesterday, the Indians beat the Rangers 5-1. They'll play tomorrow at 1:10 p.m. away against the Tigers.
So I can get traffic, check my calendar, jokes, cooking requests, games, podcasts, stock prices. If you want to translate something, audiobooks, read to children, find local businesses, order food, lead a workout, order an item, and flight information. Those are all things. And out of all those, on average, people do 7.5 of those 28 tasks on a regular basis. People that have a smart speaker are listening to more podcasts. And then they said, in just terms of how do you listen to audio, the number one is your smartphone. We knew that. Smartphone or a tablet. Behind that, though, AM, FM radio. So it's interesting that people with a smart speaker are listening on their phone more than they are in AM, FM radio. And then number three, smart speaker. They're using their Echo, their whatever it is, their Dot. And think about this. This technology is only years old, and it's already above a speaker connected to a smartphone. It's more than your computer. It's more than an iPod, and it's more than CDs. So it has really made a big splash. So, and then if you have something like Pandora or Spotify or whatever, 94% of smart speaker owners are listening to that. They're not using it as much to listen to the radio and things like that. In fact, 57% of smart speaker owners have some sort of paid subscription. I have a paid subscription to now both Spotify, and I just re-upped on my Sirius. And let's see here, a couple other things. Yeah, 70% of smart speaker owners are listening to more audio. Well, duh, you want to get more of it. 65% are listening to more music, 28% are listening to more news talk, 20% are listening to more podcasts, and 18% are listening to more audiobooks. I am listening to more audiobooks. I've listened to more audiobooks in the past 3 months than I have in probably the last year. I love the fact that I can just say, hey, pause, and then do whatever I'm doing. Okay, resume. In those listening to music, the median, meaning 50% are getting more and 50% are getting less. Music, 4 hours and 15 minutes. News, 1 hour and 15 minutes. Podcast, 1 hour and 22 minutes. And then, I don't know if we talked about this in the past, 29% of smart speaker owners, that would be you, use the Flash News Briefing. And this is where you can go into the app under settings, and there are all sorts of things that you can say, look, when I say what's new, play this. So I get updates from different magazines. I get one of the things is here's something new you can try with your unit. All sorts of, I listen to the Daily Show. I love that in the morning. And then it tells me the weather, forget what else. And I think it tells me what's on my calendar. I use that a lot. That's another thing I ask my calendar for. 72% though of those people that own smart speakers say they don't know enough about their smart speaker to use all of its features. Hence why we have this podcast. Now, in terms of smart home capabilities, we've talked about that, controlling lights and things like that. Most people are using it to control the lighting, the thermostats, and appliances. 34% are using it for security. 20% are using it for outdoor lighting, equipment, and sprinklers. That's kind of fun. You could turn on your sprinklers with your unit. Now, this is something I had not thought about. If you have children in the household, 45% of people that have children have a smart speaker, and 32% of people that don't. Now, here's the thing. 57% of smart speaker owners with children in the household said that entertaining children was one of the reasons why they bought the speaker. And then 88% of those people said that the children actually enjoy Alexa, and it's made it easier to entertain the children in the household. So this might replace, I don't know, Sesame Street or something like that. Yeah, and Alexa's getting confused here. Now, here's another one, that if you are living alone, 61% of people said they agree. I know it's a robot. I know it's not a real person, but it's kind of like having someone to talk to. And I can attest to this. It's weird that I get up and one of the first things I do is start talking to a speaker on my nightstand. And it's kind of weird that I know it's not a real person, but nonetheless, I don't feel quite as alone. I thought this was interesting. 69% of people that have a smart speaker have encouraged their friends to get one. Now, why aren't people getting them? A lot of people say it's just too expensive, and I get that. When you get into things like the Echo, and I just mentioned the show, those are over $200. The Echo, I think, is $180 right now. They do have a sale right now. If you buy two, right, no, you don't get one free, but you get $100 off. And if you're going to be buying one, please go to alexacast.com. Use the Amazon button there. It doesn't cost you an extra dime, and it actually throws a little bit of money my way. Some people say, I don't know enough about the speakers yet. Some people are worried they wouldn't use it enough. Some people worry that hackers could use it to access their home or personal info. I get that. Some people really don't like the fact that they feel it's always listening, or they're worried you would spend more money with one. Other people say they worry that it could allow the government to listen. Well, if you're worried about your privacy, you're about 20 years late. I don't want to get into that story. So some interesting insights there. But 40%, to wrap this up, 40% of people that have bought a smart speaker say it has had an impact in their lives. And I know for me, one of the videos, if you go out to AlexaCast, I'll have some videos there of this, and they show people in their homes using it. And one of the ones I thought was interesting is there's this woman, and she's got this brand new baby. And for whatever reason, they've discovered that the one about, I love you, baby, what is that song? You're Too Good to Be True by Frankie Valli. For whatever reason, that song will calm their child down when it's upset. Well, when your child is upset, you're usually got it and you're holding it and things like that. Could you imagine going, hold on, somebody hold the baby so I can go over and find the CD, put it in, or whatever you got to do. I got to start a spot. Now she just says, hey, and says her name, play that song on Spotify, and boom. She dances around the kitchen, but kid shuts up. They explained how millennials are now using the device to listen to more news. And the fact that it's just interesting seeing real life examples of people using it. And the fact that it was interesting that they had a couple shots of wives who are married to geeks. And they said, you know what? I thought this was all about him, because there are guys that are like just making everything smart. The fan's smart. The lights are smart. The garage door is smart. Everything's smart. And they say, you know, I thought it was just all about him. But the wives are kind of going, this is kind of cool. And like I say, especially in the kitchen, it can be a huge amount of use. So I'll have a link to that also out there, as well as using the Amazon Echo Show as kind of a way to monitor different rooms. And in the future, I'm going to play with that drop-in feature. I have not used it yet in terms of using it as an intercom. I actually live alone, so an intercom, unless I want to talk to my cat in the other room, isn't going to really do much good. But I can see where that would be handy. So, and again, we also talked today about Sirius XM. If you're a Sirius XM user, it's really cool to use it on the device. And if you're interested in any of these again, or if you're going to buy anything at Amazon, please do consider going to AlexaCast and using the Amazon banner at the top. Doesn't cost you an extra dime, and it helps keep the show afloat. So as I continue to look for more things, I will get back to you when I find something cool. If you have something that you're using and you go, oh man, I couldn't, this is making my life a whole lot easier, please go out to AlexaCast, click on the contact button. I would love to hear from you as we all share what is really cool about having this smart speaker. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I will let her have the final word.
Thank you. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.